Chapter 23. I caught up with Brenwar another 100 feet down the mountain, and he wasn't in much of a talking mood. It didn't help that I had to help him out of a tree he'd been stuck in, either. And he made me swear I'd never tell. His cheeks were flushed red behind his beard, so I didn't bother to tell him that it was all his fault. He should have waited. And he's lucky he wasn't dead. His impulsiveness could have killed us both. But I bit my tongue, forgave him inwardly, and moved on. Down the mountain we went, and for some reason the thunderstone seemed heavy, as heavy as 10. I had a feeling it didn't like being moved around, but I had to take care of my mission. My own thoughts were filled with worry. The steel dragon had mentioned that he knew the secrets of the stone, and then hadn't offered me any more information. He was desperate, though. I could feel it in his thoughts. If things didn't work out, I was certain he'd wipe out everything on the mountain. Korzan was another problem. Just as the steel dragon was tricked by a wizard before, another magic user was trying to trick me. I had to stay focused. All I needed to do was to get the Blue Razor free and hope the rest would take care of itself. Even though my goals sounded simple, they would be much harder than they looked.
"We're almost there," I said.
The sun was setting, the mountain becoming a black face in the night. I could hear the waterfalls in the distance. I jumped from one ledge to the other, reached out and helped my friend over.
"Any advice, Brenwar?"
It was always good to have a backup plan, but this time I had none. I would have to convince Korzan to free the dragon before I gave him the stone. If he would not relent, well, I had no idea what I would do.
"Just free the dragon. Don't worry about the stone,"
Brenwar huffed, crawling down a ledge.
"What about the steel dragon? I gave him my word I'd help him."
"You gave him your word he could eat you, not me."
"Brenwar,"
I said, alarmed.
"He wouldn't eat you anyway. Dwarfs are too chewy and sour, they say."
Brenwar shot me a look and said,
"Lucky for me, not so lucky for you."
Well, it seemed my dearest friend didn't have a backup plan either. "Thanks," I muttered. Down we went, my back beginning to ache from the load of the stone, and my leg was still agitated from days before. I should have been healed up by now. Goblin guards, yellow-eyed with pointed ears and stiff jaws, greeted us with spears at the entrance of the narrow goblin home.
"Leave your weapons,"
one said, lowering his spear toward Brenwar's nose. He ripped the spear from its hands and whacked it in the head. I clocked the other one in the face, busting his nose. I was tired. I wouldn't be playing any more games today. My feet were dragging by the time I got there. The stone was as heavy as a small boulder now. The sight of Korzan, the necromancer, irritated me. The devilish-faced man sat with a smug look on his coarse face, hairy hands folded over his robed lap. Meanwhile, I felt like a mouse that had just stepped into a trap.
"Ah, the son of the Dragon King has returned. And an hour not too late. I'm impressed,"
Korzan said.
"Do you have it?"
I stretched my arms and shoulders. I was all too ready to get rid of it now. I should have given it to Brenwar.
"I have it,"
I said, folding my arms across my chest. This was it. It was time for Korzan to play his final cards.
"Let the dragon go, and it's all yours."
Korzan chuckled. The great hall full of goblins, over 30 of them, chuckled as well. Leaning forward, Korzan said,
"Show it to me first."
His eyes were like dark moons when I removed the thunderstone from my pack, and a collective gasp filled the air. The orb's arcane markings shone a brilliant blue in the dimness of the cave. Korzan rose from his chair, hands outstretched as he approached.
Give it to me,
he hissed.
Now!
This was it. The moment of truth. The moment we'd all been waiting for.
Free the dragon first,
I replied, cradling the Thunderstone at my side. He wasn't going to push me around. Korzan flicked his fingers. A shower of sparks hit the dragon cage, drawing forth a painful hiss from the dragon.
Give me the stone, Nath Dragon, or my next spell will kill the dragon.
My anger started to rise. Brenwar bristled at my side, Warhammer white-knuckled in his grip. It was time to be rid of Korzan, the goblins, all of them. But the necromancer had the edge. He held the dragon's life in the balance. Holding the stone out in front of his eyes, I said,
It is my stone to give, and I give it to you freely, Korzan.
What?
Brenwar started. Korzan licked his lips. A smile as broad as a river formed on his hardened face as he reached for it. I tossed it into the dragon cage.
You'll just have to get it.
The stone rolled into the cage, and the razor coiled over it. Korzan's hands burst into flames.
You fool! You'll die for this! Kill them! Kill them both!